producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffen in the Good Day program with Dr. Joy Brown and Roberta Fasanelli here. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, here to go through some of the things that are fit for us to discuss. You know, the New York Times says all the news that fit to print. Who decides that? Well, of course, the people at the New York Times decide that. How do we know that that's true? There must be things. By the way, the story about the pimp paying off the debt. Is that in the New York Times?
That I think was on, is it the CNN or Huffington Post?
I'll bet you. Paying off the debt for his girls.
There's a story floating around today that suggests that the pimp who runs the bunny, is it the bunny,
Ranch?
Bunny Ranch.
In Vegas, yeah.
Right. Is helping the ladies who are prostitutes at the ranch if they have college debt. And one of them, at least there, has $40,000
plus. 18% of them have college debt.
Yeah, and that's about the interest rate they end up paying. If you don't realize, right. It may look like one. You know, when you look at a loan, and it has the percentage rate, and then it puts APR in parentheses after it, and it's always a different number. It's because that's the real number. Mm-hmm. They're screwing you by telling you that it's going to be X percent because you think it. I don't know how they arrive at the APR, but it's never the same number, and it's always higher, and that's always actually what you're paying. So we have this person over here helping all of these students. There's another way that may not involve prostitution, I guess, depending on how creative you are. The story is put forth in a wonderful proposal I saw on one of the money sites over the weekend. The story of Mike Taylor, who is an example of how to look for a job or find a way to pay off some of the student debt, or maybe not to get it in the first place. Mike went to a four-year college. Then he waited tables at a restaurant as he was trying to pay off his college loans. And then a couple of years after he got out of school, he did what a lot of us, a lot of you, are doing less and less of, and that is finding a job, maybe starting a new business, et cetera, et cetera. Do you know right now there are 5.8 million job openings in the United States? Almost 6 million jobs that
well,
have
it's
gone
not the job that I was
on.
Trained for.
There you go, Richie. I didn't go to school to become an accountant. I went to school to become a car salesman.
That's a journalist.
True. A journalist, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something like that. So there are record numbers of jobs and jobs that have gone unfilled. Companies are hiring, and so they're looking for people who have skills. And one of the things, if you've seen, and I'm sure that Joy saw the movie The Intern. Roberta, have you seen the movie The Intern?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Go see it. Yeah. Did you think it was a good movie, Joy?
Oh, that was okay. I liked the performance. It's a little sappy, but it was okay. Robert De Niro.
Why do we have to be so? Why do we always have to be so sophisticated?
Because she's a critic.
Sappy movies are good.
Did you see The Martian?
Yes, I liked it a lot. Did you?
Not sappy at all. It was great.
No. Okay.
Did you see The Walk?
Questions.
Not sappy at all.
I haven't seen The Walk yet. I would like to see The Walk.
It's terrific.
Yeah. All right.
Did you see Steve Jobs? Steve Jobs.
You're an elitist. You've already seen Steve Jobs. It doesn't come out yet for the masses until this weekend.
I'm sorry. Okay. Well, it came out in New York, I think.
Well, it's because you're in New York.
I'm sorry.
All right. Next.
But it is. Yeah, it was okay. I when Robert De Niro was cuddly, it was really fun to see him being charming. And it was a really good idea.
Yeah.
A really good idea.
Good idea. Okay. So the point of me bringing up that movie, The Internship, is...
No, The Intern.
Intern. is to bring around the focus to...
Accuracy doesn't count?
Yes, it does. Okay. In poker and other things that you play.
In
your taxes. The idea of becoming an intern and or an apprentice. What a great idea.
Yeah.
And what a great way not to have to spend $40,000 or $50,000 or $60,000 a year to go to college.
Well, now, wait a minute, though. But let's, first of all, internships now by law are often paid because everybody was exploiting interns. So that's number one.
Yeah.
A lot of internships require you to be in college or through a college.
Yeah.
And this one, this particular movie had to do with the internship of a senior
citizen.
Man.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, which is fantastic. ARP is actually doing, I think, Reimagine Your Second Life or some kind of thing where they suggest this.
Some other way they can make more money. Then they know what to do with. But ARP is not one of my favorite, even though they have a position in this program. I don't cotton to many of the things they do.
Fair enough. But it's still, they have a program
it's
for
a good
people.
Thing for older people who
for
are
people
out of...
people to think about a second stage.
Absolutely. And so it goes around and comes around a couple of times. When you're first starting your career or a job or a life... And you don't know what to do?
Well, yeah, the idea, I think, in both cases, Doug, I think you're exactly right. It's a time where you're not particularly hireable for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm.
You're too young, you're too old, you're too inexperienced.
A lot of people that come out of four-year colleges are not qualified to do much.
Honey, look, I absolutely agree with you. That's what my foundation does, is it takes high school graduates and sends them to community college.
Really?
And gets them hooked up with a job.
The Joy Brown Foundation?
Dr. Joy to the World.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that about you, and I thought you and I were friends. You've been holding out on me.
Well, I didn't ask you for money, so we are friends.
Yes, you have, and it hasn't gotten there yet.
Well, that's a different thing. That's not a donation. Can I also mention APR's annual percentage rate?
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
All right,
I just wanted you to know that.
All right, so the point here is here's the story of this guy, Mike Taylor, that I referenced at the beginning, who went to school, had no skill, became an apprentice at a company in New Jersey, and now he makes $28 an hour, and he'll be able to go up to $42 an hour in this job. And so here, and he didn't finish his college education. He didn't have enough money to finish college, so he went out and tried to find a job. And he decided when he read an article about apprenticeship that this was the thing for him. So, and by the way, there are federal programs available. You're right, Joy. Most apprentices and interns now have to be paid. But there are government programs, as there are for pretty much everything, a couple of $100 million around every year for you to apply for a grant to help train people in whatever it is that you're doing.
It has the additional advantage of giving you a chance to kind of test drive a career.
Yeah.
To make sure, and also make some connections and find out where you go from there.
You didn't ask me what Mike Taylor's job was.
What's Mike Taylor's job?
He's a plumbing apprentice.
Good for him. Well, you
went to school for 2 years.
He'll make more money than anybody.
You are right. I told you, he's making $28 an hour, go up to $42 an hour.
Well, then the unions have been historically fantastic.
And this is not
about,
a union
about
job
apprenticeships.
Either. Yeah. Well,
they've been fantastic about that. And I think, you know, more and more people, is, you know, I wasn't being facetious when I said, you know, 4 years, $40,000 debt, journalism.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Everybody decides they want to be a news anchor.
Weird.
You know, what are you talking about, folks?
Yeah, Steve Bryan Williams about that.
Most journalists didn't go to school to become journalists.
New. Most journalists aren't really real journalists anyway. No. I would say that of the three or four of us, the only legitimate journalist here is Roberta. Although, Joy, you have training in other areas. I never consider myself a journalist. I ran a news radio station for almost 2 years in Boston. I didn't consider myself a journalist.
I actually apprenticed. I worked on newspapers for a while, but you're right. I mean, but I don't consider myself a journalist per se. I consider myself a psychologist and a broadcaster, which is a little different.
Right.
But
and
I actually have a PhD, folks.
Yes,
so it's,
and you're actually a psychologist.
I am.
Which is amazing. Have the two things together on the
you
radio.
Just don't play one on the radio.
For the first time in history. All right, let's see if we can take care of other needs that people have. If you are losing your hair, you will really appreciate this product. It's called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. None of us have a problem. Joy's got a good head of hair. Although I noticed lately it's a different color, is it? Do I notice?
Always,
that?
Yeah.
It's always
a woman
color.
Of a thousand hairdos.
Ah, okay. Roberta, is your
hair
still
for a while?
I haven't seen Roberta. No,
my hair's great.
When's the last time I haven't seen
so
you for
hair.
A year or more? When's the last time
yeah,
I saw
think
you?
So
Roberta?
Yeah, more.
Really?
Long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
What color is your hair now?
It's still light blonde.
It is.
Sorry. She and I look like twins. We're separated at birth. You don't get older, you just get blonder.
Excuse me.
Yes, yeah. Well, it's whatever box that I happen to pick.
I believe that
month, that's my hair color.
I was going to say you're both the same age. Joy would be the older sister.
I beg your pardon?
I am not going, yes. I know for
no.
a fact. But I know how
no,
old both of you are, and you're the older sister.
No, listen, I'll tell you, in my family, I used to be the oldest, and it's now this miracle. I'm now the baby of the family. It's fantastic.
All your siblings died? What happened?
No, I pay them off.
I see. Okay. Provia.
So,
anyway.
Jerry, I'll take you as an older sister. You can be my older sister any day.
I wanted you to be my older sister.
Can we get back to the
I'll
story
be your
about
baby sister.
Provia?
You could go on endlessly.
Yes,
oh,
it
guys,
could.
Move us away from there.
I'm trying to, but without much help from either of the two of you. Provia, easy-to-use serum, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work against the main causes of hair loss and hair thinning. What happens is your scalp gets plugged up because you've used cheap shampoos and lotions on your hair and things that, for men, you know, that waxy stuff that you put on your hair or some people have over the years. That gets into your pores, plugs everything up. My father used to call it gunk. So get the gunk out of your pores, cleanse them, and then the follicles of hair that are under your scalp can come through. You get a little hair fuzz, and it starts growing back the hair, and you're going to look much, much better. Plus, Provia has a volumizer, which is part of some shampoos and rinses have volumizer components to them, right? Isn't that the sort of thing, if you buy a volumizer hair shampoo, makes your hair look thicker, richer, fuller?
Yeah, it's the gunk you're talking about.
No, yeah, it is. So you don't have to, you have a different kind of, it's not gunk. No gunk in Provia. It's just aimed at getting thin hair, especially if it's around the part line, the back of your head, to be, you want your scalp filled again with hair. Call 800-525-8319. Order direct from the manufacturer. Men use it. Women use it. Colored hair, treated hair, A-OK. Say goodbye to the hairs that are blowing away. And hello to the new hair that you get with Provia. 800-525-8319. Mention Doug Steffen. You get two bottles of Provia for the price of one. The second bottle is the Super Concentrate, which will cleanse things quicker and faster. Leave it on your hair. Blow dry your hair. Leave it on your hair, and it'll give you that fuller look. It's an incredible product. Very successful. So if you'd like to get your hair back, rather than getting your money back, you get your hair back or your money back when you dial 800-525-8319 for Provia. 800-525-8319.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
If you haven't seen Lumber Liquidators' incredible fall flooring deals, now is the time. It's the final days to save as much as 45% or more on all the latest hardwood trends. And it's your last chance to get $1 off select styles of premium Bellawood. Save 20% on stylish wood look tile. And get coupon savings on quality Dream Home laminate with pad included. Plus, more deals from 59 cents and 15-month special financing.
This is Titans. Go to LumberLiquidators.com/weekdays for a chance to win $4,000 in flooring from Lumber Liquidators.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet, and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic, but after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
From this week in 1989, the Doug Steffen Good Day program in our focus on music, which happens at this time and every hour. We go now through the top five songs from this week in 89, starting with number five, Mick and the Rolling Bones and Mixed Emotions. This was a revival song, Richie, if I remember correctly.
Good stuff.
You can tell it's them. Was number five during this week in 1989, which of course laid the way for number four. This is a group called The Cure and The Love Song.
A great song.
British group, I think, yes? Remember that?
The Cure, yes.
I think they were. It was moderately redundant, Richie. Lyric line.
No.
I think the lyrics are just so difficult to memorize.
Alright, 25 after on Good Day.
Here comes, you know when they say number one with a bullet?
Yeah.
This is number three with an asterisk.
Yeah. This is Milli Vanilli. They're the lip syncers, right?
Yes, that's why it's got the asterisk.
Right. So it was actually somebody else singing this.
Girl, yeah, I was going to miss. A guy that wrote the song worked at a gas station in southern Maryland.
Mm.
And I can't remember who actually sang it, though.
Mm-hmm.
They just danced around.
Right. Alright, that's all it's worth. Number two this week, Madonna and Cherish. This week, 1989. Good pop song. She performed this in the Rebel tour that we saw a couple weeks ago. It wasn't quite the same. It didn't sound quite the same, but it was the song. Added number one this week in 1989, Janet Jackson. Do you think there ever was the feeling of competition between Madonna and Janet Jackson?
I don't think Janet Jackson cares, and I don't think Madonna does either.
No, at this point.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think Janet has much to prove. And neither one of them
do. Nah, neither one of them do, actually. No. All right, so there it is. Top five songs. Rolling Stones' Mixed Emotions, number five. The Cure and Love Song, number four. Milli Vanilli's Girl, I'm Gonna Miss You, is number three. Madonna, Cherish, two. Janet Jackson, Miss You So Much. Richie, let's pay attention for a moment to our video of the day today at DougStefan.com. Today's video comes from a gamer that was playing the new Star Wars Battlefront game when he accidentally killed Luke Skywalker. You gotta see this. This is, you hear the music and special effects. You know, it's kind of what you'd expect. Did he do it on purpose? That's the question.
That's what they all say. It was an accident.
It was an accident.
I didn't know the gun was loaded.
Anyway, I think there's a lot of anticipation that's building up.
Oh, yeah.
Over this.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
The toys are already coming out of the store.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I need to ask you a question, because I've been thinking about this.
You're asking me a question?
I'm asking you a question.
Okay.
All right, so is the reason that you play the top five songs because it sort of harks back to your days as a DJ?
You're talking to me specifically?
Yes.
My days as a disc jockey were over in 1974.
Well, but that's the point.
Yeah.
That, you know, that it's going back to an earlier stage of your life because,
yes.
Yeah, because it just occurs to me, you know, there aren't a whole lot of morning shows that do the top five, you know, unless they're a music station, mm-hmm. to do, you know, what this was 20 years ago,
yes,
or 30
I'm,
years ago.
Everybody has memories that are tied to some specific songs.
Yeah, 28 after on Good Day.
Stay tuned for an amazing surprise sale from Pro Flowers. Are you predictable? When was the last time you surprised someone with something totally unexpected? At Pro Flowers, we think predictability is boring. Surprises are exciting. So we're making it easy for you to be unpredictable by offering our best-selling 100 blooms for just $19.99. Plus, we're giving away a free glass vase with every order. These 100 stunning blooms are bursting with color. Imagine the look on their face when 100 beautiful flowers arrive from you, out of the blue. Be unpredictable. Be spontaneous. Sometimes the best reason to send flowers is for no reason at all. But hurry, because this incredible deal ends this Friday. 100 colorful blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4545. That's proflowers.com, secret code 4545.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
You can print grand opening flyers.
Yes.
Grand opening banners.
No problem.
Custom t-shirts.
Basic egg.
You saw cake.
It's just the same.
Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing.
Copy and print more for less.
At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full-service color copying and printing online and in-store. Ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Dr. Joy Brown and Roberta Fasanelli discussing some of the issues of the day. The new arms race. Countries working for years, spending lots of money to build elaborate facilities that will allow them to join the exclusive club of nations that have nuclear weaponry. This has been the focus of our whole deal with Iran. The question about whether this country or that country ought to have nuclear weaponry. If I were leading a young country and I wanted to stir the pot, I wouldn't be wasting my time on trying to figure out how to build a nuclear bomb, because it's never going to be used. It'll never be a factor in how we combat one another. What I would do if I were running a new country is spend some time, try to train with a little bit of cash and incentive someone with a computer, because that's where we're going to have destabilization. The digital arms race is just beginning. There are dozens of countries now amassing stockpiles of malicious code that can be used. We hear the Chinese doing this to us, and the Russians doing that to us, and another country getting into it from Nigeria or wherever in Africa. You haven't even begun to see what people are capable of doing in a malicious way to try to hurt those who are on the top. Because we're always the target, whatever, it's the American way or it's the U.S., whatever. The biggest bank in America is Bank of America. You don't think people are trying to hack into their bank every single day?
Of course.
And that's,
you know,
where
Tim
the
Cobble
war.
Has a new book out called, talking about exactly this, and he's saying that cyber terrorism is a great threat to the world, because mm-hmm. it could knock out everything, and if it goes for more than a couple of days, that it could really affect things like water delivery and food delivery.
Electricity.
So, oh, yeah.
Everything
yeah,
that we
yeah.
count on. Yeah. So
which is a real cheerful thought.
Well, I wasn't trying to be not cheerful, but I think it's part of what's brewing. And it is it's something we don't think it's as hurtful as getting shot with a bullet. And I guess it probably isn't because you can recover if people take all your money.
It depends how long it takes to recover from it and how deep it is. I mean, if you can't have access to your bank account or an ATM or grocery stores or water being pumped into your apartment. And I mean, I was evacuated during Sandy, which is what, our third year anniversary coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, I had no heat, water, electricity, for basically like 3.5 weeks, and you become a farmer, and you can't use your refrigerator because you have no electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So
you go back to the way it was before we had all this stuff.
And you have to go get water from you have to bring water
down you go down to the pond and get some.
Yeah, and you go to sleep when the sun goes down because it got no electricity.
Right.
And the only thing that worked was that I could go and charge my cell phone if I went down to the lobby, but I had no electricity in my apartment. It turns out I have a gas stove, so I could heat hot water, which occurred to me about 2 weeks in. But it turns out pouring hot water over yourself in an ice cold apartment doesn't work at all. So I used to carry a shower cap around, and see if I couldn't find someone. Can I shower at your place?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's embarrassing, but it brings you.
Or join a health club real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but think about all those things as part of the modern routine. I was talking earlier about this being the anniversary of the pilgrims leaving England to come over here to this country, and what all of that meant. And think back in terms of not even that far back. Go back to the beginning of the American Industrial Revolution, which was, in essence, when the railroads came in after World War II, after the Civil War, the 1880s. That's when that's when it all began. From that point to this, more things have changed in terms of how we live our lives than in the entire written history of mankind before that.
And well, not to mention, there are more people alive now than have ever been alive before all put together.
Yeah.
I mean, so you go
way too many
together.
People. That's part of the problem.
Yeah, two together.
What do we do about the popular? I say that we need
more
to
movies.
Have incentives, more movies.
You know, believe it or not, it's true that India, that's where Bollywood came from, that India had a terrible population growth problem.
It's so
they went to each of the cities. But it's not as bad as it was. They went to each of the cities and little towns and hamlets, and they put out 3 or 4 movies a week. And if people are at movies, they're not home having children.
Isn't that interesting? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that's where Bollywood came from.
Really?
Yeah, you had something to do.
The new best hotel in wherever it was, wasn't that done in India?
Yeah, but that was an American movie. Bollywood puts out three to four times more movies than Hollywood does every year for that reason. I also do some work with Children International, and one of the ways we have of combating teenage pregnancy is I get them DVDs.
Really?
A whole bunch, so kids are at movies not having sex.
Mm-hmm.
If you have nothing to do, sex is a perfectly good idea.
What are you going to do after the movie?
We give them popcorn.
Popcorn. Good for you.
And contraceptives.
Congratulations. All right. This is like when you get what's the name of that old cracker box, cracker barrel, or whatever.
Cracker Jack.
Cracker Jack. Yeah.
Cracker
you have. You give them popcorn and a condom in the box. There we go.
Upsetting.
Story from Tustin, California today, where a family has created a Halloween haunted house so spooktacular it requires signing a waiver to enter the house. Heather and Robbie Luther have made a house, and they refer to it as intense. A lot going on. It's very interactive.
Intense.
If you go to DougStephan.com, you see a picture. You can click on that and go to the story of how to get in and escape. The 350 visitors that went in over the weekend were pretty scared, apparently. This is something that happens every year at this time. Somebody will build a haunted house. There was a picture here locally of a couple who were so distorted. Is that the right?
Distraught.
Well, no. These people put up lifelike. They created human beings. One of them works in a morgue, So they took a casting of some dead body.
Distorted, I think, is what we want here.
Well, maybe more than that. What is it? So they take these bodies and they dressed them up and they put blood or they put red something or other all over them and they hang them out in their front lawn. And the people in the neighborhood got so upset about it that they asked them to please take them down. And they were upset because, what's wrong? This is just fun. I even saw pictures or video of these things. You'd think it were people that were really dead.
Well, they had one here in New York that they invited me to where they put you in a coffin. And I said, no, no. You know. And they said, well, you're not there for very long. And I said, no. No. They said, do you want to try it? And I said, no. I don't know. But I mean, right. And it just gets, what do people
what's
do
the psychological impact from you, Joy, the psychological impact on people who would see this, or what's the reason that folks would go this far to
there's two. One is people just wanting to upping one another, and the need to be noticed. But I think we live in a world that is so fearful with people. You know, I spend a lot of time trying to convince people that terrorism isn't about blowing up buildings. It's about scaring the daylights out of people on a day-to-day basis for not necessarily a legitimate reason. And hanging bodies in the front yard smacks of terror. You know, we live in a world where people think, well, maybe. You know, we've got shootings in small towns. Mm-hmm. We've got horrible things. People being buried in backyards.
Yep.
So, you know, I think trying to up the ante on scaring people is not really a very humane thing to do these days.
No.
It's not cute. Alfred Hitchcock said, well, if you can deal with your fears, you know, that everybody needs to be a little frightened in a context. But this isn't really a context. I think dead bodies on your I don't go to scary movies.
The poll today at DougStefan.com, do you go to local haunted houses?
Hey, no, you live in a local haunted house?
I love going to haunted houses. B, I go if they aren't too scary or too expensive. C, I prefer haunted houses at theme parks. D, I haven't been to a haunted house in years. E, I don't like going to haunted houses. My friend Tommy Hansen, we have two farms in Framingham. One of them has cows and the other one is a Prouders or a truck farm. And every year, the month of October, on Friday and Saturday nights, he has what he calls Hansen's Haunted House. And he brings people out into the corn maze that he's grown out in the back of the farm. He sets up all these old tractors and trucks and old vehicles, and he'll dress several people up as witches and scary creatures and give them a shotgun with blanks in it, and they run around and
shotgun.
Chase these kids. A shotgun. They run around, they put them on a wagon and drive them around the farm, and they shoot these shotguns up in the air, and the kids scream, and the parents think it's hilarious, and they have hundreds of people that come in there every weekend.
No, I don't.
Go to this haunted house. I don't like it, but and by the way, I can hear it when Charlotte, my beloved bulldog, still had her hearing. On Saturday night, if we went outside during the month of October and she heard those shots, she got so scared she wanted to run and jump in the truck. Because
In these days where we hear every other day there's a shooting someplace, I don't think it's cute. I really don't.
I don't either.
I think it just ups the sort of paranoia of people.
Yep.
You know, I don't know why we're doing things like this.
I don't either. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Joy Brown, Roberta Fasanelli at 40. Where are we, Richie? 44 past the hour.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Honey odor, P.U.
Yes,
Haley.
Dad, feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
This report is brought to you by Shriners Hospitals for Children. According to the National Bullying Prevention Center, children with physical disabilities are twice as likely to be bullied. Shriners Hospitals for Children and Breaking Bad actor R.J. Mitty are trying to change that. To support National Bullying Prevention Month, they've launched a new campaign called Cut the Bull, and they're asking the public for help. A former patient at Shriners Hospitals, Mitty knows about bullying.
I was born with cerebral palsy, and my disability made me a target for bullies. I was harassed, knocked down, even had my hand broken. But I was lucky. I had my friends, my family, and Shriners Hospitals for Children to help me become stronger.
Shriners Hospitals has treated more than 1 million kids regardless of their family's ability to pay. Many patients have visible scars or physical disabilities that put them at greater risk of being bullied. Their comprehensive care provides psychological support, rehabilitation, life skills training, and even school outreach programs that help children with physical differences feel confident. To learn more, visit cutthebull.org.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
This week, join Ancestry's Follow the Leaf Challenge. Think you know your family's story? Today, we're challenging you to visit TryAncestry.com and follow the hints from our family tree leaf. Simply type in a name, and our leaf takes you on a journey into your past. Everyone that goes to TryAncestry.com gets 14 days free. We challenge you to find a new story or photo to preserve for your family. What will you discover with 14 days free? It's only at TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com.
All right, now 47 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Prim Ranch. People know about Prim Ranch, P-R-I-M-M, Prim Ranch. Story at DougSteffen.com about it's one of those cool places that you can go. It's not a park, really. And I don't like things that are defined by what they aren't. This is a place that Michael Jackson loved to visit. It's in Las Vegas, and it is it's sort of a wonderland in a manner of speaking. How many, Roberta, you spend time in Las Vegas? Joy, you've been to Las Vegas, haven't you?
Yes.
A number of times?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So this estate now is up for sale. Wonderland, it's called. 73,000 square foot mansion. Can you imagine having a house?
Wow.
That has 73,000 square feet.
It's
yes.
10 houses. Like 10 big houses.
Right. It belonged
like
to the Sultan of Brunei, who is selling this for, there's no minimum, there's an auction, and they're going to take whatever they can get. It was listed for $14.5 million on a real estate site.
That's all?
Yeah. I thought that was cheap as well, Roberta,
yeah,
for that size place. But you see the pictures of it there. But would you, let's say you could buy something like this cheap. Let's say a couple of million bucks. What would the taxes be? See, people go into these sorts, and one of the reasons that this thing is having a hard time on the open market is because it's so expensive, A, to upkeep, and B, just the taxes alone. So let's, you buy it for next to nothing. It's still, unless you're very wealthy, it's going to put you in the poorhouse. No matter how you, they have a dance floor. I mean, all of these things are cool to have. A water park, big, but what do you do?
Goodness.
With it.
You open it as a museum. That's what the Brits have done for years, is they'll donate the family castle as a landmark so that they don't pay taxes anymore, and they let people in, and that way they can afford to live there, and the government keeps it up.
Got a 20-car garage.
And you could put cows in there, Doug.
I could. I could have it as a barn. Set up a...
There you go.
Yep. It's got a bowling alley, a barber shop, a movie theater.
You just, all you need is a broadcast studio and your home free.
I'm all set.
There you go.
Right, exactly.
So, we can come visit.
My big problem is how do I pay for it? You got any ideas?
You sell tickets.
Sell tickets. That's what a lot of people do now to sell their homes. They have a raffle. Send us a 500-word composition and send us $500 and we'll choose the best in them. There are tens of thousands of people who would send in for $500. Wouldn't you take a shot at a $5 million mansion?
That's about the same as buying a lottery ticket.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Roberta, Dr. Joy, Doug Steffen, good day. 51 after the hour.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's now 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. Doug Steffen with a new voice. We'll meet Richard Schimmel, who's the Vice President of Business Development at Vivitech Solutions. Find out about him. A very interesting fellow. Has an interesting background. Let's see if we can maybe not spend... We can spend the whole 5 minutes, Richie, on this fellow's background.
Very interesting.
The fact that he was formerly Weird Al Yankovic's manager. Interesting place to start. But he's here to talk about technology, and there's lots of technology news today. So we'll get to that in just a moment here on Good Day.
This MultiView report is brought to you by Cox Communications. Better safe than sorry is a slogan to live by, especially considering a burglary occurs every 15 seconds in the U.S. According to a 2015 survey conducted by Cox Home Life, more than 50% of homeowners worry they've left their front door unlocked after leaving the house. And almost 45% of parents check in on their tween or teen once or twice a day with their home security camera. And we care about our furry family members a lot, too. More than 50% of those surveyed have left an event early to check on a pet. Allison Jacobson, the safety mom.
Using technology to protect, monitor, and control your home remotely is perfect for parents who want to check in on their tweens, teens, or pets throughout the day. It's imperative you ensure your family is prepared to face anything that comes their way, from weather-related disasters to keeping your home protected.
Take the time to learn protective measures to avert a crisis. crisis before it occurs. Visit cox.com/homelife for more information.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program now with Richard Schimmel from Vivitech Solutions. So you were Weird Al's manager. Is that what mostly attracts people to you? They are interested in you because you were a part of the Weird Al gang?
Not really, Doug. You know, that was many years ago, many, many years ago. It's basically just a side note of a lot of things that I've done over the years. It's one that I'd like to forget because that was a time in my life, that whenever the phone rang, Al didn't call me to say thank you. It was always a problem.
Really?
I knew at that time I didn't want to be a manager of anybody because, my goodness, just the complaints of this and that. But, you know, he was a good person. I'm happy for his success.
Yeah.
I was happy to be a part of it.
And you probably were a part of it, and that's a good thing. I just find it interesting. Now I know why I know your name. We all said before you came on, we know this guy's name. And now I know why. You were one of the editors at Talkers Magazine.
Years ago with Michael.
Yeah,
Michael has been a mentor to me over the years. I still communicate with him. You know, he is one of the people who created AOR Radio and now the talk radio industry. He, you know, I've spoken on the new media seminar conventions and you know, Michael is one of a kind.
Yep.
I can't say enough about him.
He and I do the weekly talk radio countdown show together on the radio. Has been a part of me and my programming for as long as he's probably been connected to you, and I think you and I actually know each other now. I put two and two together. When did you get into the technology world? Vivitech Solutions, what's that?
Vivitech Solutions is a reverse logistics company, and reverse logistics is a company that basically takes in returns from Walmart, Kmart, Kohl's on personal electronics. We owned a Deal of the Day site where I had to get technology products for the Deal of the Day site. We'd run a deal every day. But I've always been an early adopter on new technology, from the first Betamax to just having the new iPhone 6S.
Really?
You know, I've always been into that. You know, I've got the Apple Watch. I had the first compact computer, the suitcase computer, back in the late 80s. I love technology, and I've been working on this for a long time.
So it suits you well. All right, let's talk about a couple of things that happened over the weekend here. If you were on a Southwest Airlines flight, technical issues forced a lot of people to wait a lot longer than they expected to once they got to the airport to get on their plane. What causes glitches? Like, we're so used to perfection in our society. When something like this happens, we sort of realize how dependent we are on technology. Is this something that we'll see more and more of as we go down this flight?
Absolutely. You know, people don't remember. I remember, and I'm sure you and your team remembers, with Southwest, they used to give you a boarding card.
Right.
But since 9/11, we now have to check in. So I can only imagine the chaos that they had at the airports trying to get through security, et cetera.
Yeah.
In fact, my daughter flew Southwest last week, and there was the storms disrupted.
Yeah.
But,
right.
Yeah, you're going to have that as long as you have technology, because people control it. People control it, and robots control it.
The technology blend, humans and robots. All right, good to have you here, Richard. Thank you. We'll look forward to another visit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.